You ask him, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Paul?
Hi, Ben. Ben, happy Wednesday to you. How's your day going so far?
It's going all right. How's yours?
Not bad. Not bad. I appreciate you asking. So, you know, of course, Jerome wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service and answer any questions that you might have. It's also my job to make this affordable for you. Did you have any questions for me, though, at this point?
Yep, I'm just all ears.
Gotcha. So I think you spoke with Aubrey not too long ago. I did want to kind of get you the details of what we can do here for you. We are, of course, a Google Premier partner, so we do offer a suite of different services. Of course, we do want to make sure that you're in that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. That's where 9 out of 10 mm-hmm. buying decisions are made. It's where most people go when they do not know who to call. And then I think Aubrey also spoke with you about possibly doing Google pay-per-click ads. We could do Google ads. We can do Facebook ads. I mean, my job, like I said, is to get you a package that would cover your service area, get your phone ringing, and, of course, be budget-friendly for you. So if we do search engine optimization and a Facebook campaign, that would be exactly $299.00. So it would bill once a month for that amount. We can cover, I mean, it looks like you might even be looking to take on all or most of Southern California, even maybe down the road, San Diego. But we would focus on where you're working right now. We can, you know, expand your service area later on down the road. And, of course, it's all designed to get calls coming directly to you. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. You know, it looks like you are taking on that vast service area. We can always add the Google pay-per-click ads down the road, but at least this would get you going here, get your business in the local map, and then have an ad campaign that would cover a larger service area. It is, like I said, designed to be budget-friendly at that flat rate of $299 a month. Even one job would more than offset the cost, even for many months. You would get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'd already know exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. And, of course, you know, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. It's not just Google. Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook, Yelp, Facebook ads as well. Is there a website currently for your business?
Yes.
There is. Okay. So, obviously, mm-hmm. a website's designed to get people to call you. I mean, it gives the people who see it the reasons why they should call you, but they have to see it first. And our job would be then to make it easier for people to find that website. Yeah. Did you have any questions at this point?
So let's talk about the pay-per-click that you mentioned earlier. Because you're saying this one that you're starting with right now, you said budget-friendly.
Right.
$2.99 a month, and that would give us Google and Facebook. You guys would take care of that for us, or how does that, what would that look?
Correct. Yeah. So that $2.99 package would have you popping up in the local map or the PAC result that pops up on Google and Bing. About 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing. So that's a lot of people overall. It's just below the pay-per-click ads at the top of the page. So there is $100 of Facebook ads included in that package. That's actually about 400 clicks. Facebook ads are only like 20, 25 cents per click. So a $100 budget for Facebook ads goes a long way. And we can cover your service area with those Facebook ads. We typically run about 6 or 8 different ads at a time, kind of focused on what most people type in when they're looking for your services. And then, of course, it's our job to make sure that you're getting calls, any ads that aren't really getting a lot of traction, we'll rework and reword so that you are seeing the best return on investment. You don't pay extra for the clicks. You know, it is included, like I said, in that flat rate. Google ads are a little more expensive. They're like $5 to $15 per click. We could include Google ads as well. The minimum requirement for Google ads is $300, which is probably why Aubrey was talking to you about a VIP package that would be $599. That would be everything that we're talking about in that $299 package with $300 of Google pay-per-click ads.
Hey, Patsy, can you hold on just a second for me?
Sure, 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 no problem.
Okay, all right. All right, I'm back.
Perfect, perfect.
So, okay. So Aubrey has it. So you still see the notes from where I spoke with him about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the notes are in here. Aubrey is no longer with the company, so, I mean, obviously I can honor any of the pricing that he was able to get applied here. That is a reduced rate, you know, basically, it's almost 50% off the cost of that package. And then, of course, the ad spend goes directly towards Facebook or directly towards Google Ads, of course, if we're going to do those for you. So I'm looking at your website right now. Do you do commercial work, too?
We do.
Okay, perfect. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I know you've got a lot of questions, and I do want to answer all of them. So if I could ask, I mean, you spoke with Aubrey a couple of months ago. What, if anything, held you back from moving forward at that point?
Because I had someone in-house that was going to work on this for us.
Okay.
But she's run into some issues, so that's why we haven't launched that, we haven't moved forward with it. But at this point, she's got some other stuff going on, so... I wanted to circle back and and see what this would look like so I could understand the pricing again. So just so I understand, you guys do a package, I'll pay you guys a flat fee, and then I have to pay for advertising over the top of that, right?
No, I mean, if you're doing Google Ads or if you're doing Facebook Ads, those are included. So the $100 of Facebook Ads or the $300 of Google Ads, that's a flat rate. You're not going to be paying extra per lead, click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits or anything like that. So the $599 that Aubrey quoted you, that would be with $100 of Facebook Ads, $300 of Google Ads, and then the other $199 is for the search engine optimization that we do to put you in the local map or pack result that pops up on Google and Bing. But those are exact amounts. Those are flat rates. It's our job to manage those ads and, of course, make sure not only that they last the entire month, but that you're seeing a high return on investment and getting calls and jobs from it.
So how do you guys manage that? So you guys manage that? It's something, it wouldn't be something that I would have to do?
Well, I mean, obviously we are going to talk to you in detail about your company. You know, we do what's called a client interview, and it's just like it sounds. One of our Google trained technicians will talk to you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, mission statement, etc. I mean, kind of verify information that we already have off of your website. But really from there, I mean, you will have access to the work that we're doing, so you can always see exactly what's going on for you. But we would create and manage those ads on your behalf. So it's not really something that you would do. We know that a lot of business owners either don't have the time or the ability to manage ads on their own. So really, it's our job to take care of that for you. We do expect you to call us back if we call you and reach out to you and we're not able to speak with you. We do hope that you call us back because obviously there's a reason we're reaching out to you. So, I mean, really it's your job to answer the phone, whether it's us calling or a customer calling you. But other than that, I mean, you will have access to your client dashboard, and we do hope that our clients use it. I mean, we know that our clients are more successful when they use their client dashboard. But really, you know, our job is to make sure your phone is ringing. Your job is to answer the phone and talk to those people. We basically would take care of everything else.
Got it. And so if I wanted to start something like this, what's the timeline on getting this going?
So, I mean, we typically do our client interviews the same day, or at least within the first, second, or third day. If we get it done the first day, that expedites the process. Days 5 through 7, that's when your tracking system is active, because at that point, all of the directories would be submitted. You know, your Facebook or Google ads, they want us to say up to 14 days, but it's usually about 7 to 10 business days. I mean, you already have a website, so we don't have to build one for you. So it does happen quickly. Within that first couple of weeks, you've already got ads going, whether they're Facebook ads or Google ads. Even if there's any hiccup in getting you on that first page of Google and the local map, those ads would already put you in front of the public's eye, and you can already start getting phone calls. Now, days 45 through 60, that's when the search engine optimization is already 100% kicked in. You know, your business is firing on all cylinders as far as the placement and throughout your service area. Whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, we're still updating, optimizing, providing continuous report and ongoing support and reporting. So, you know, we do want you to be, you know, proactively involved with the reporting that you get. It is something that, like I said, our clients that access it, there's a lot of information there. I mean, to be honest, some of our clients, they just, you know, they ask someone, hey, you never called me before. How'd you hear about me? Where'd you find me? Oh, you were on the first page of Google when I did this search. That's enough for some people to know that the service is working, but that detailed reporting and tracking, the reports update throughout the day. So it's almost real-time reporting, and you do have 24/7 access to it.
So we'll be able to see how it's going almost in real time if someone's clicking on the ads or, you know, we're getting...
Correct. Yeah, the reporting updates throughout the day, so you'll have very up-to-date information no matter what time of day you look.
Got it. Okay. So how about we do this? Can you send me over... Can you email me over all of this information we just talked through? Let me just go over it one more time, because I have, because you guys are going to do the Facebook ads too. So I guess my question is, if I wanted to do the pay-per-click, because I, until we can get everything going, we could start with the pay-per-click, right?
Right, right. I mean, like, that's what I was saying, to get things going without, like, say, you know, jumping in with both feet, you know, to do the search engine optimization and the Facebook campaign, you'd only be looking at $299 out the door. It basically doubles when you're adding $300 of Google pay-per-click ads. So, you know, at $299 again, it would allow us to get everything started, except for obviously the Google ads. But I mean, we'd be creating the content regardless of whether you ended up doing the Google ads or not, you know, having you in that local map or the pack result, making sure you're verified, recognized by Google, creating all the content that gets indexed when someone does a keyword search. I mean, that's the first step in the process of getting you the phone calls that you're looking for. So, I mean, like I said, that would be a kind of really budget-friendly way to get things started, would be to do just the Facebook ads along with the search engine optimization part of it.
Right. And if I wanted to do both feet,
yeah,
I could do that too?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. You can always add the Google ads. I mean, even at the very beginning, like I said, extra $300 goes directly to the Google ads, and then you'd be looking at what Aubrey quoted you. I was going to say told you and quoted you at the same time. But quoted you at the $599. That's for everything. Uh-huh. That's Google ads, Facebook ads, and search engine optimization. At any point in time, if you wanted to say, well, you know, I see that this is working, but that's not working, can we pause the Google ads this month, or can we pause the Facebook ads for the month? You can do that. In fact, you can pause the entire service, even if it's working too well. If you're getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, I mean, you don't really necessarily need to pause the service seasonally, but if you needed to, you could. I mean, obviously, it's designed to fit the needs of your business.
All right. That's $599 for that package.
With the Google ads. Yeah, that's everything. That's the VIP. That's Google ads, Facebook ads, and search engine optimization.
And if, now, when it comes to spend, now, and I'm doing, can I have a, is there a way to have a bigger wallet for Google ads?
Oh, for sure.
Pay-per-click?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Okay.
So,
yeah, so let's talk through that a little bit so I could get a good understanding of how that would work.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's our job really to make sure that, you know, we make the budget last, you know. But, I mean, with yeah. such a vast service area, I mean, if you really are looking to cover most of Southern California, I mean, it gets to the point, let's say you're making a sandwich, you've really got enough peanut butter to make one sandwich, then, you know, your kid says, hey, can I have one too? And now you're like, well, I'll try, right? And yet, now you have to kind of spread things a little bit thinner to make it work. So it would at some point get to that point, especially if you wanted us to run ads in San Diego. We could talk to you down the road about, you know, what that would, what that it would require. Now, typically, you know, the budgets are set, so that you're getting at least 90% impression share. Now, impression share means that your ads are running when they're allowed to run, when they're able to run. So not for Facebook ads, but for Google ads, you are limited by how many spots there are. I mean, there's really only usually two or three at the top and maybe one or two at the bottom. Yeah. We really do focus at the top of the first page. We don't want to run ads at the bottom of the page. We don't want to run ads on the second, third, fifth pages because they just don't get a lot of traction. So no matter how deep your pockets are, because there's usually, you know, more than five or three people that want to run ads in that area, your ads will kind of cycle through that section. They aren't always on, but we want to make sure that you've got enough budget that they're there when you're able to be there. Kind of when your time comes up, when it's your turn to be in the Google ads, we want to make sure that you have the budget there. So that's why the budgets are set where they are. You'll typically see about 80 to 90% impression share, or even 100% impression share. Now we'll do the research too. We'll run the ads. We'll make sure that you're always up and running in the ad section when you're able to be allowed, when your impression, share time is there. If we find out, hey, you know, you're really at $300 for where we're covering right now, getting only like 75% impression share, meaning there's a week at the end of the month where your ads aren't even running at all. Do you want to kind of scale back where we're running those ads, or do you want to add, you know, $50 or $100 a month to make sure that you're getting that 100% impression share? But that's something that's a bridge we would cross when we get to it. You know, obviously it would be our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, that you're getting enough jobs, and that we're not overcharging you. You know, we want to make sure that you're seeing the highest return on investment. And I talk to business owners all the time, and they say, well, I'm spending $2,000 a month on Google ads. And I'm like, but you're only covering like 25 miles. I'm wondering where that money's going, you know? It's our job, like I said, to make it affordable for you. Make sure you're getting the jobs that you're looking for, but we'll always be able to increase the ad spend if it's necessary.
Okay. Well, do this for me. Email that over to me. Let me look through all that. And can we set up a time to talk tomorrow?
Yeah. What time tomorrow would be good for you? Let me look at my calendar.
Let me look at mine. There, or did I lose you?
Oh, no, I thought I was waiting for you to find your calendar and what would work best for you. I can call you as early as 7, as late as 4. I mean, I can probably make space pretty close to the time that works best for you.
Let's do 2 o'clock tomorrow.
2? Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, I mean, I won't be on a phone call because I have a break that goes from 1:45 till 2 o'clock, so that should be perfect. I'll call you as soon as I get back from break tomorrow at 2. Give me a couple of minutes, and I'll get that email out to you. And I do have, I've got Finn McCarter, 12 at gmail.com. Okay, perfect. I'll get that email right out to you. Say that again? All right. I'll get the email out and we'll talk again tomorrow at 12 or 2 o'clock.
2:05. All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Thank you. We'll talk tomorrow. Take care. Absolutely. Pleasure speaking with you.